Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and as a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor your energy use to your lifestyle. And if you're interested in electric vehicles, MTE offers initiatives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest. Today, our topic of conversation is Rutherford County Paws. That's the Pet Adoption and Welfare Services here in Rutherford County. Sebastian Jordan joins us here this morning, and we've got a lot to talk about. Fall's a busy time, it looks like.
Yeah, it is. It is very busy. We've had some events going on the past couple weeks that have been wrapping up, and then we've got a lot going as we get into October.
You know, I just pulled up your website for some information, and when I searched, I found your Facebook page, mm-hmm. and you've got some really interesting things there on the Facebook page, including, you know, some of the adoptable pets, but allergies for your dogs and cats and pets. Mm-hmm. I have noticed that, one morning I woke up this past week and my little dog, her eyes were kind of swollen and watery, and I thought maybe the puppy had scratched her or something like that, but it turns out it was allergies.
Yeah.
And it's a big thing this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. For people and for pets.
Yeah.
I've got a cat who actually has asthma, and that comes with some bad allergies.
Oh, I can imagine.
She'll get, eye discharge, sneezing, watery nose. We've got to do an inhaler to help with that.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you use an inhaler on a cat?
So it's called a spacer. It's a little plastic tube with mm-hmm. a suction cup looking thing that goes over the mouth, and the inhaler goes in the other end, just like a normal human inhaler.
Wow.
And you puff it and keep the mask on him and let him breathe it in.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't like using those things, so I can imagine the cats don't. Maybe the cat's used to it, though.
Yeah, it's surprising. You can train them to do that, and they'll do it without issue.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I called the vet, and surprisingly, and don't take this as medical advice, but they said, a children's Benadryl should be fine, 1 milligram per weight, and it just worked out for my dog, just perfect. So sometimes those over-the-counter medications work well.
Yeah, there are some that can be given off-label for pets, for pet allergies. You definitely want to consult with a vet before doing that, just in case.
Absolutely. But I saw that, and it was like, wow, that's timely from 2 days ago. I wish I would have noticed that before I made the phone calls and all that kind of thing. But also some information about, good doggy treats and mm-hmm. things of that nature. So really cool. I hope you would check out the Facebook page, that is Paws of Rutherford County TN is where you can find it, and some of your fur babies up there that have been adopted, like Charlie, and then a passel of kittens, mm-hmm. and little puppy Bender, and all kinds of great things there.
Yeah,
so.
And Bender got adopted yesterday.
Yeah.
So he's out.
I would assume that you kind of keep up with the Facebook page. Is that part of what you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And taking photos of the animals that come in and writing their profiles. Interacting with people on there.
Yeah. I did notice, too, that just on the website itself, you can see the adoptable pets mm-hmm. Before you even come in. There's the little bunny Bethany and all kinds of things there. So check that out, right?
We've got 2 rabbits right now and some guinea pigs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I only think dogs and cats, but guinea pigs and rabbits, things of that nature. So.
Oh, actually, if you live in Rutherford County and you have lost a rooster, we have a rooster in right now that is a stray. He is staying across the hall from me. He crows very loudly like a rooster does. He's been doing it all week. So
you'd really like for him to find his home.
Go on our website, check out the Lost Pets page. Take a look, see if that's your rooster. I would be so grateful if you came and picked him up.
I can imagine. There's also birds. Do you have a few birds?
Yes, and there's a pigeon, a domesticated pigeon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. It kind of looked like a pigeon, but I didn't want to say. So.
Yeah, he had a little ring with a name on his foot.
Okay.
So that is someone's pigeon. If that is your pigeon, take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess that's good advice to anyone who maybe has lost a pet mm-hmm. is to check the website too.
Yeah, or even if you have a farm, just farm animals or whatever. We've had pigs, all kinds of things in the past.
One of the first things that happens, I would assume, when an animal comes in, or maybe before they come in, I'm not sure how that works, but check for the microchip.
Yes. Yeah, all the animal control officers have a scanner, so they'll scan for a microchip, and then when they get two paws, they'll be scanned again. But a lot of like farm animals obviously aren't going to have a microchip. But yeah,
probably don't microchip a chicken.
No, but it is very important to microchip your pets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And coming up in October, we are having a big adoption event with free microchips.
Really?
Well. Yeah. So that is Empty the Shelters. We do that quarterly, sponsored by Bissell Pet Foundation, where they waive all the adoption fees. They do the low-cost microchips for us, so we can offer that, and free bags of starter food, of whatever food they've been eating at the shelter. So that'll be running from October 1st through the 15th, waiving all adoption fees the whole time.
Awesome. So, and for those who haven't checked into that, you know, the microchipping is affordable, but it's still not, you know, not $5 either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a pretty big help there for new pet owners to already have the microchipping done.
Yeah, and it is super, super useful, because you couldn't imagine the amount of people that lose an animal and come to look through the strays, and we ask if they've had a microchipped. Oh, no, I didn't think about it. They're only ever indoors. They never go out. We never expected it. And you know, it's an easy precaution to take, just to get that, register it, and then they'll get right back to you if they have one.
Yeah. And I know that there's kind of a new trend of these tracking devices that you can put on the collars and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I've put AirTags on our dog's collars, but one thing to note about that, yeah, it's nice to have, but sometimes those things get taken off, fall off. And, you know, something external, you know, you're not going to lose the microchip, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, yeah. And collars can break away or get lost. The tags can, you know, get caught on something and yank it off. So, yeah, the microchip is great.
Sebastian Jordan joining us today with Rutherford County Paws. So the Empty the Shelter event, you said October 1st through the 15th?
Yes.
Okay. So how many of these do you do with Bissell? It's at least a couple a year, right?
Yeah, that is quarterly. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Once every quarter, that runs for about 2 weeks.
That's very nice for those who are looking to adopt.
For sure. They are very generous with doing that and sponsoring all the adoption fees for pretty much any shelter that wants to participate during that period. So that is great.
So maybe some pointers for those who are looking to adopt, and maybe they are thinking, well, I'll go to the fall event for the Empty the Shelters. You do have to meet some requirements. So kind of run through the list of those, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So someone on site coming to adopt has to be 18 with a photo ID. And we will do a property check. So if you don't own your property, we'll check with the rental company or the landlord or whoever to make sure, you know, what the pet requirements are. Like if your apartment complex has a limit of 50 pounds for dogs, we're not going to let you adopt a 75-pound dog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to verify that. If you currently have any other dogs or cats, we ask that you bring in proof of rabies vaccination for those animals. If you don't have it, if it's during the week, we can call your vet and try to get them to send it over. But it is more straightforward just to bring it with you if you've got it. It'll make that easier. If you've currently got dogs, we ask that you bring them in for a dog meet and greet if you're adopting another dog. We've got side private rooms you can go in and, you know, see how they get along before you take them home. Because that is one of the biggest things we have happen for returns is, you know, dogs go home, someone gets a new dog, doesn't get along with the shelter dog, they end up bringing their shelter dog back. So making sure that they, you know, get along and are going to be good roommates is something we have to check on the front end.
Sure, I understand. Yeah. And not necessary for cats or other animals.
No. That would be way too stressful for cats.
Yeah, certainly would. let's see. You said something in there about also the fact of making sure that the apartment complex or wherever you rent allows dogs of a certain size and things of that nature. That, I guess, is also to keep from having return animals come back.
Yeah. So
just another safeguard for you guys.
Yeah,
there.
Just verifying the rules on that. Or if they only allow one pet and you've already got one, you know, if they find out you've got another, we don't want that to turn into a problem.
Sure. Any other requirements we need to know about?
If you've got children under 18 and you're adopting, you know, a larger dog, we ask that they come in to do a meet and greet as well, just to make sure, because, you know, a lot of these animals are coming in as strays. We don't have their history, or people ask all the time, are they housebroken? Are they good with kids? And we don't really know until they get into that situation. So just, you know, to see how they do around kids, we ask that you bring in children to meet them on the front end.
That makes sense. You know, sometimes your children may be excited about that, mm-hmm. but once they get around a dog that's a little bigger, maybe they're kind of nervous, that kind of thing too. So it's really good for the family probably too.
Yeah, and it helps with, if you've never had a pet, you never know how younger kids are going to react and maybe, you know, get a little nervous or scared.
Yeah.
So that definitely helps.
Do you have a lot of returns, animals that are returned due to incompatibility or anything like that?
I wouldn't say a ton, but it does happen occasionally.
Yeah.
There are some that keep coming back.
Well, at least there are things that you're doing to try to prevent that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And that's why a lot of that is in place, just to really minimize them coming back and being back in the shelter environment.
Also, I would think that it's a good idea for people to really understand the responsibility mm-hmm. that comes, especially if they haven't had a pet for a while, mm-hmm. or if you know, this is their first pet, to really understand that this is a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah, it's a responsibility you've got to think about. You know, your lifestyle is going to change a little, your budget's going to change. I was just talking about my cat earlier. She actually just came home from surgery last night. She had bladder stones, that was $1,000 surgery to remove. So things like that, you know. You're going to have responsibilities.
Yeah. And so I got a puppy on Father's Day. And so we've had to go through those puppy appointments and the shots and the updated, mm-hmm. you know, vaccinations, things of that nature. And mm-hmm. so especially with puppies, I mean, mm-hmm. little guys, it can get quite expensive. So just be prepared for those vet bills.
Yeah. And a handful with training and getting them used to the environment.
Yeah, most certainly. Sebastian Jordan joining us today with Rutherford County PAWS. That's our Rutherford County Pet Adoption and Welfare Services. That's what PAWS stands for. Mm-hmm. And also in the fall, around Halloween, you're going to be doing something really cool, right?
Yeah, so the last weekend of that Empty the Shelters event, we are having a PAWS and Pumpkins event that's going to be Halloween-themed, fall-decorated. We'll have some fall games, activities, a pumpkin painting contest, things like that. So we'll have more information about that as it gets closer. So you'll want to keep an eye on our social media at Rutherford County PAWS. We will post more about that when it gets close.
Okay. Now, what day is that? Is that going to be around Halloween?
That is October 12th from 10 to 2.
Gotcha. So that would be a Saturday, I bet you.
It is a Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
And that is during the Empty the Shelters event. So adoption fees are still completely waived. You'll get all the benefits of that for adopting during that event.
Very good. So if you are thinking about adding a pet to your household or whatnot, you might think about this. Go online, you can search, you can see all of the adoptable pets that are there now, and Empty the Shelters may just be the perfect time for you
mm-hmm.
and to do that. So in this fall event on the 12th, it's free, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
free to the public.
Free community event.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Sebastian, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me again.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
And don't forget Rutherford County PAWS. You mentioned the Facebook page, Rutherford County PAWS.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at things there. Also on the Rutherford County website, rutherfordcountytn.gov. And I think this is under maybe health and safety.
Yeah, health and safety, or RutherfordCountyTN.gov/PAWS will take you right there.
/PAWS. Mm-hmm. I'll remember to do that. And we'll add that to our podcast here as well. And once again, Sebastian Jordan joining us today from Rutherford County PAWS. And that will wrap us up here this morning on Rutherford Issues. I want to thank you for joining us. And if you came in a bit late or missed a few of the dates that we talked about, when is Empty the Shelters? When is this fall event coming up? What are some of the requirements? You can check the podcast. It will be up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Or you can go to our YouTube channel or Facebook. All of our videos are not only live on those channels, but also archived. So check that out at Big G TV, WGNSradio.com/BigGTV. You can see all of the videos that we do, including tonight's high school football game. So hope you'll join us for that. Have a great day, a great week. weekend, everybody. See you back here next time.